Shares of Blue Apron began trading on the New York Stock Exchange today. The meal kit company delivers all the ingredients you need to make, for example, salmon and cilantro lime rice with peach and corn salsa. But in recent days, Blue Apron lowered the price of its valuation, and it faces a number of challenges, including the fact that it's not profitable. Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. She's in New York. Hi, Lynette.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. And why did Blue Apron have to lower its valuation price?
The big elephant in the room here is Amazon and its announcement that it will it had bought Whole Foods. And so with Amazon's amazing ability to get things to you as quickly as possible and Whole Foods, you know, general reputation as an organic producer, you know, fancy foods, you know, some people call it a whole paycheck. The combination is Amazon's ability to keep costs low and expertise in logistics with just an incredible brand in the grocery space. So Blue Apron, it promised kind of the same thing. We'll get you organic food from medium and small farmers around the country to you as, you know, as you need it. So it kind of has a bit of a problem. Amazon might have eaten its lunch.
You know, but the other thing about Blue Apron is that another challenge has nothing to do with Amazon is that apparently more than half of new subscribers quit Blue Apron after 6 months. That's according to the research firm S3 Partners. Blue Apron's CEO Matt Salzberg was asked about that on CNBC this morning, and he brought up the many ways he's focused on expanding into new areas.
So if you think about on recipes, you know, there's opportunities in new day parts for us, opportunities with different dietary preferences that we don't serve today, different price points for customers, different, cooking occasions.
Can Blue Apron succeed by expanding into new areas, or is it just going to have to address customer loyalty at some point?
There are a ton of things that Blue Apron has to address, not just customer loyalty. The fact that it's only had one real quarter of profitability in the last couple of years. It has to address the fact that it needs to spend money on more fulfillment stations. It has to do a lot of things that if it wants to grow and continue catching share, which is the reason why it was attractive for an IPO in the first place. It was the biggest guy on the block. Churn, that's what they call losing these subscribers. Churn is a big deal for the company. They have to somehow figure out how to bring brand loyalty or create the right product mix for customers who kind of lose interest. The business is also very seasonal. So they need to prepare for the fact that, you know, during the holidays, people order less. During the summer, people order less. In winter and fall, people are definitely more into being healthy and, you know, they tend to be more reliable customers. Mm. So the company, either way, was going to have to, you know, do a delicate dance in terms of how much cash do we spend to continue to catch share, continue being the dominant player in this market, and also at the same time invest in the business. Now, even to bring it back to Amazon, they weren't really profitable when they were an IPO either. But at the same time, they were kind of the first.
Right.
And they didn't have to deal with a massive competition in the tech or logistical space. Blue Apron, you know, the hope that it had to survive, which was finding this balance of investment and and cash burn to acquire new customers,
Amazon, we got to leave it right there, unfortunately, Lynette. But thank you so much, Lynette Lopez, senior finance correspondent for Business Insider.